Universities and Sea Grant programs throughout the region want people to search bays and inland lakes for a non-native plant called hydrilla. It's been found in waterways in southern states and on the East Coast. Researchers want to make sure hydrilla doesn't gain a foothold in the Great Lakes. Howard Wandell is an inland lakes specialist at Michigan State University. He says hydrilla forms a net of vines at the surface of the water.
It's difficult to motorboat through, and obviously trying to cast fishing lures through it is very difficult, if not impossible. And of course, then just the whole idea of even trying to swim in it, people are very repulsed by the idea of trying to go out and recreate in this tangled mass of vegetation.
Wandell says hydrilla also blocks sunlight, which can kill native water plants. For the GLRC, I'm Aaron Toner.